Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, we're speaking about IUDs. What exactly is an IUD?
An IUD is an intrauterine device. It's a small device that sits inside the womb and is a highly effective contraceptive and generally has very few side effects.
Mm.
And once it's inserted, it can just be forgotten about virtually.
Mm. So a lack of side effects and, sort of this one-off kind of treatment, and yet only 9% of Australian women are using it. And realistically, it doesn't seem like a lot of people have actually heard about it. So why is that?
I think the IUD came into disrepute about, I think it must be almost 20 years ago, where there was some concern that it was causing pelvic inflammatory disease. But subsequent research has shown that it doesn't cause infections. What causes the infection in the fallopian tubes is the fact that the woman gets an infection and then it moves up, and the IUD really has nothing to do with it.
Mm. Is it just got this sort of invasive perception, I suppose? I mean, a lot of people, even to this day, are a little bit nervous about going under the knife, as it were. Does it have this kind of perception about it?
This is not going under the nerve, it's under the knife. It's actually just done in a doctor's surgery or in a family planning clinic. Sometimes local anaesthetic is used at the neck of the womb, and it's got an introducer, and it's just introduced into the womb, and the introducer is pulled out and the IUD is left in place.
Excellent.
The whole thing takes about 10 minutes.
Mm. Now, in a newly published study from the University of Copenhagen, they've confirmed a link between hormonal contraceptives and depression. Are devices like the IUD a realistic alternative for women who might suffer from these kind of side effects?
Look, the difficulty with depression and the pill is, and that Norwegian study, is that it's done from a database and you don't know what other factors are involved other than the pill. So I think it's probably a little over-exaggerated, the risk of depression. But certainly for women who have side effects on the pill, the IUD is a very good alternative. The other advantage is that there is one device which will last 10 years, and there's another device which lasts 5 years or 7 years. So once it's put in, it can be just left there and forgotten about virtually.
Do you think perhaps more needs to be done to educate women on this, and perhaps even encourage women to view this as a viable contraceptive alternative?
Yes, there is strong movement right around the world to encourage women to use these long-acting methods, because, of course, they have very, very low failure rates, equivalent to sterilization. And taking a pill, of course, has a reasonable failure rate because women don't take it regularly, not because they're silly or anything, but just because it's very hard to remember to take a pill every single day. So this has a lot of advantages. You can get an IUD which has copper on it as the medication which produces the contraceptive effect, or you can get one which releases very, very low amounts of progesterone. And particularly that one is very good for women who have heavy periods because it reduces blood flow.
Just perhaps as a final point, Edith, I just wanted to sort of we'll draw attention to something you mentioned there. Around the world, this idea of looking at it as sort of as a global kind of conversation. Part of the problem with these kind of things is when deciding on a contraceptive, contraceptives themselves can be still considered something of a taboo topic, and that varies around the world from country to country. How do you think we might open up this discursive space surrounding contraceptives to help women make informed choices?
I don't really believe what you're saying is true.
Mm.
I think that now in all countries there are family planning clinics and there are doctors who are trained in contraception, and I don't really think it's such a taboo topic anymore. So that I really think that the main thing is for women to be given accurate information about the variety of contraceptives that are available, because there's quite a large range now, and that they be given accurate information about the advantages, disadvantages, benefits and risks. And then they can make a choice of what method suits their particular lifestyle.
Well, Edith, thank you very much. Very important conversation to be having. Do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us.
That's perfectly good. Thank you.